by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back, dear viewers of Rise and Shine, back to our program. Well, inshallah, today we will start as usual with the blessing of sending salawat, peace and blessing upon the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 3 times during the day and night due to love and yearning for me, Allah will most definitely forgive their sins of that night and that day. Allahu Akbar. Just reciting durood 3 times in the morning, 3 times at night, what's the condition? That you have love for me and yearning for me. Allahu Akbar. Love and yearn for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Recite these 3 salawat daily in the morning and at night. Inshallah, Allah will most definitely forgive your sins of that night and that day. Allahu Akbar. Keep your tongue moist in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, now we will go on to the first segment of the show, which is the Tilawat of the Quran. Inshallah, today's segment, the recitation, we will go finishing Surah Najm, the 53rd chapter of the Holy Quran. And inshallah, when you come back, we'll go through the English translation of these verses. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
أفرأيت الذي تولى وأعطى قليلا وأكدا.
تو کیا تم نے دیکھا جو پھر گیا اور کچھ تھوڑا سا دیا اور روک رکھا.
أعنده علم الغيب فهو يرى.
کیا اس کے پاس غیب کا علم ہے تو وہ دیکھ رہا ہے.
أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى.
کیا اسے اس کی خبر نہ آئی جو صحیفوں میں ہے موسیٰ کے.
وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى.
اور ابراہیم کے جو احکام پورے بجا لایا.
أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى.
کہ کوئی بوجھ اٹھانے والی جان دوسری کا بوجھ نہیں اٹھاتی.
وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى.
اور یہ کہ آدمی نہ پائے گا مگر اپنی کوشش.
وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى.
اور یہ کہ اس کی کوشش ان قریب دیکھی جائے گی.
ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى.
پھر اس کا بھرپور بدلہ دیا جائے گا.
وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى.
اور یہ کہ بے شک تمہارے رب ہی کی طرف انتہا ہے.
وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى.
اور یہ کہ وہی ہے جس نے ہنسایا اور رولایا.
وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى.
اور یہ کہ وہی ہے جس نے مارا اور جلایا.
وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى من نطفة اذا تمنى.
اور یہ کہ اسی نے 2 جوڑے بنائے نر اور مادہ نطفہ سے جب ڈالا جائے.
وان علیہ النشأة الاخرى.
اور یہ کہ اسی کے ذمے ہے پچھلا اٹھانا.
وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى
اور یہ کہ اسی نے غنا دی اور قناعت دی
وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَى
اور یہ کہ وہی ستارہ شعرا کا رب ہے
وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَى
اور یہ کہ اسی نے پہلی عاد کو ہلاک فرمایا
وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبْقَى
اور سمود کو تو کوئی باقی نہ چھوڑا
وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلُ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا هُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى
اور ان سے پہلے نوح کی قوم کو بے شک وہ ان سے بھی ظالم اور سرکش تھے
وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةَ أَهْوَى فَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّى
اور اس نے الٹنے والی بستی کو نیچے گرایا تو اس پر چھایا جو کچھ چھایا
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى
تو اے سننے والے اپنے رب کی کون سی نعمتوں میں شک کرے گا
هذا نذير من النذر الأولى
یہ ایک ڈر سنانے والے ہیں اگلے ڈرانے والوں کی طرح
أزفت الآزفة
پاس آئی پاس آنے والی
ليس لها من دون الله كاشفة
اللہ کے سوا اس کا کوئی کھولنے والا نہیں
أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون
تو کیا اس بات سے تم تعجب کرتے ہو
وتضحكون ولا تبكون وأنتم سامدون
اور ہنستے ہو اور روتے نہیں اور تم کھیل میں پڑے ہو
فاسجدوا لله واعبدوا
تو اللہ کے لیے سجدہ اور اس کی بندگی کرو
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم انشاءاللہ now we will go through the translation of these verses بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم verse 33 so did you see the one who turned away verse 34 And he gave little and withheld. Verse 35. Does he have knowledge of the unseen that he sees? Verse 36. Or was he not informed of that which is in the scriptures of Musa? Verse 37. And Ibrahim who fulfilled all obligations. Verse 38. And that no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. Wow. Verse 39. Or that for man there is only that for which he strives. Verse 40. And his endeavor will soon be seen. Verse 41. Then he will be granted a full reward. Verse 42. And that the ultimate return is to your Lord. Verse 43. Moreover, that is he who caused one to laugh and cry. Verse 44. It is he who caused death and gave life. Verse 45. And that it is he who created pairs, male and female. Verse 46. From a seminal droplet when it is discharged inside. Verse 47. And that bringing to life again is upon him. Verse 48. And that it is he who enriched and granted contentment. Verse 49. It is he who is the Lord of Sirius. Verse 50. And it is he who destroyed the early nations of Ard. Verse 51. And Samud not sparing anyone. Verse 52. He obliterated the nation of Nuh before them. Indeed, they were more oppressive and rebellious. Verse 53. And he cast down the overturned villages. Verse 54. So that which covered them then covered them. Verse 55. So which favors of your Lord will you doubt? Verse 56. This prophet is a warner among the previous warners. Verse 57. That which draws near, drew near. Verse 58. None other than Allah can disclose it. Verse 59. So do you find the statement strange? Verse 60. And you laugh and you do not cry. Verse 61. And you're heedless. Verse 62. So prostrate to Allah and worship Him. Sadaqallahul Azim. These were the verses of Surah Najm. And inshallah, the request again that everyone tries and reads as much Quran as possible daily with the translation and the commentary, and take the benefits of the Holy Quran, the Book of Allah, the book which is revealed to the final messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, now we'll go on to our next segment, which is the Kalam of the day. And inshallah, when we come back, we'll start our topic of the day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikhae aakhri nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikhae aakhri nabi. Meethe Madine mein bulaaye aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhae aakhri nabi. Meethe Madine mein bulaaye aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhae aakhri nabi. Aakar karu rote hue Kaabe ka main tawaf, aakar karu rote hue Kaabe ka main tawaf. Makke ke jalwe phir dikhaye aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Meethe Madine mein bulaaye aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Meethe Madine mein ki ibadat ki mujhe taufeeq chahiye, rab ki ibadat ki mujhe taufeeq chahiye. Farmaiye haq se duae aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Meethe Madine mein bulaaye aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine. Badab ke hargiz na aayega nabi naya, badab ke hargiz na aayega nabi naya. Wallah ima hai mera aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Meethe Madine mein bulaaye aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Aqa Sunagri jaaliyon ke roobaru ho kaash, Aqa Sunagri jaaliyon ke roobaru ho kaash. Iman pe mera khatima hai aakhri nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی،
آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا تار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی،
گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلال مدینے،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Once there was a young student and he had a slate upon which he would write his lessons down with ink. He began washing it to clear away his previous lesson, but the ink was not going away. He then took some rope, drenched it in water and covered it with earth, which eventually solidified. He then used this along with the water to scrub away the ink. So because the ink was not coming off, he used some earth, he put it onto the slate, and then that's how he used to scrub away the ink. A person nearby watched the boy doing this and asked, "Why are you scrubbing your slate with this rope?" The student replied by saying that the ink had set firmly into the slate and he was using the rope to help wash it away. Then the person asked, "How can ink actually be removed by a rope?" You're just quizzing this young lad, testing him. But how can you remove ink with a rope? I look at this young lad, very intelligent, smart young student. His reply, he responded immediately and said, "Yes. Think about it. We tie a rope to a bucket and lower it into this well for water. After a while, the rope leaves a groove on the side of the well." Allahu Akbar. So what happens is that when you put your bucket down the well, the rope will rub against the sides of the stone, the rocks of the well, and eventually it will leave grooves on the side of the well. So if the rope can leave grooves on the side of the well, then how can it not remove ink of a slate? The person said that, "But the rope will only leave a groove in the rock after a long time has passed." The student said, "No. A groove is formed by pulling the rope. If the rope is not pulled, a groove will not form in the rock, even if centuries pass by." And the student then began offering the person some advice. Look at the advice this young student gives to this person. He says, "I have given you a subtle hint. If you think this example over, The darkness of your heart will also be washed away. Allah. The man replied, he said, what? There's darkness of the heart? The student then asked, what color darkness is? To which the person said, black. And the student said, oh uncle, tell me, is there anything darker and blacker than sin? Allahu Akbar. The person was shaken to his core after listening to this reply. And the student said, you now have the cure by which you can clean your heart. These are your tears of regret. They wash away sins and purify the heart. Proof of this is found in a hadith of the final prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which the prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, tears shall certainly extinguish an ocean of fire on Yawmul Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Look at this advice this young student is giving to this man. That where did it all start from? It started from him cleaning the ink away from his on his slate with a rope. And eventually, he made the person realize that you need to wash and cleanse the sins, the darkness of your heart. And what is the darkness of your heart? Is the sins that you commit. Cleansing our hearts is a religious necessity. We have to cleanse our hearts. And the message of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ala, wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan. That beware that indeed in the body there's a piece of flesh. Iza salahat salahat jasadu kullu. That if this piece of flesh is good, the entire body will be good. Wa iza fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu. And if this piece of flesh becomes corrupt, then the entire body is corrupt. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. And beware this piece of flesh. It is the heart. Allahu Akbar. If the heart of an individual, if the heart of a person has become hard, has become dark with sinning, by committing sins day in, day out, and it's become corrupt, the rest of the body will follow the heart, will be the same. But وَإِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. If the heart is good, it takes advice, is illuminated, is not hard, it is soft, then the rest of the body will be good as well. This is the importance of cleansing our hearts from sins. And Sin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam once said to someone, da' ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuka. That abandon what disturbs your heart for that which does not. The person asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, how can I identify what disturbs my heart? The final Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam instructed, when you are to do something, place your hand upon your chest and observe. Indeed, the heart quivers and beats speedily upon haram, yet is tranquil upon which is halal. Allahu Akbar. And this is something you can experience for yourself. That when you're about to commit something, you're about to commit a sin or a bad deed, the heart has some sort of guilt. The heart starts quivering. But when we do something good, when you go to the masjid, what happens is that our heart, we get happy. We're overjoyed that we've read namaz in the masjid. And Allah's placed this special quality in our hearts. They begin to beat faster if we're about to do something wrong. Maybe some of us know this feeling, that we get this feeling, that when we do something bad, a panic begins to grow inside us. For example, when a thief first steals, an alcoholic first drinks alcohol, their heart panics and beats faster. If a person listens to his heart at this stage, accepts the voice of his conscience and desists from sin, this feeling of panic and disturbance goes away. On the contrary, if a person does not pay heed to this and commits the sins, he gradually becomes accustomed to it and darkness envelops his heart. Allahu Akbar. This is something which we can feel out of experience. That if a person, he does something good, his heart is happy. Has this good feeling in his heart. But when a person commits a bad sin or is going towards
a bad deed,
then the person panics. The person realizes after committing that, a person has a guilt. And the awliya, the saints, have hearts of utmost purity, which shine with light of marifa. And the darkness that comes with sin is not found in them. Their hearts are blessed with the ability to discern between good and bad. Even if an untoward situation presents itself, their hearts immediately react and they are saved from sins. Some saints are mahfuz, protected from sin through the bestowal of Allah. Allah Akbar. And this is something that we need to take care of. We need to take care of our hearts. The way we take care of our external body, we need to take care of our internal bodies. And usually, when discuss regarding sins, we discuss regarding the external sins. Stealing, killing, drinking alcohol, smoking. All these things are external sins. But you have to first prevent yourself from committing the internal sins. The internal sins cause the external sins. For example, if someone goes to murder an individual, what will be the reason? He's not going to just murder that person for banter or because he felt like it. No. He'll murder that person because he has malice in his heart for that individual. He has hatred for that person in his heart. He's jealous of that person. Three internal sins which lead to the external sin of killing. And this is something that we need to be sure that our hearts are cleansed. That we are not just those Muslims that read namaz, read the Quran, but at the same time our hearts are full of darkness. We backbite day in, day out. We love gossiping about individuals, slandering. We love this. We like sitting in a group with our friends and just backbiting regarding individuals that have no concern to you. Allahu Akbar. Shaykh Abul Ali al-Daqaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states that when Haris al-Muhasibi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would unknowingly extend his hand towards doubtful food, a vein in his finger would begin to throb. In this way, he would become aware of that food not being fully halal. He was once invited to eat by someone who respected him. He accepted the invitation, seeking to make the host happy. He took a bite of food and chewed it. But for some reason, could not swallow it. After some time, he took the food out of his mouth. It was later found out that there was some doubt as to whether the food was halal or haram. Like this, many other saints were given ability to identify whether certain foods were haram or had doubt in their permissibility. Allahu Akbar. Look at the ranks of these scholars, the saints of Islam. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna ab'ada an-nasi 'anillahi al-qalbul qasi." That indeed the furthest person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hard-hearted individual. And the saint Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has noted that from all punishments administered to man, the gravest is the heart being made hard. The worst punishment a person could have in this dunya is that his heart is hard. Allahu Akbar. Why? Why is this the case? That if a person's heart is hard, why is that the most severe punishment in this dunya? And the answer to this is because, first of all, if a person has a hard heart, he will not incline to do good. He will continue his life of sinning. And when someone gives him some advice, When someone gives him nasiha, he will not take that. He will reject the nasiha. And it is said that how does a heart become hard? And how does it become dark? When a person sins, a black dot appears on a person's heart. The more sins he commits, the more spots, dark spots you'll have on his heart. That means the darker the heart will become. And then the heart becomes hard. That person, you will not be able to take any nasiha and ask yourselves, am I in this situation? Am I in this scenario? That when someone tells me to read namaz, when someone tells me to read the Quran, or when I'm watching Madani channel, and the Muballighoon are preaching and telling us and advising us what to do and what not to do, do I take that? Or do I just ignore it and just say, yes, these are just, they're just talking again? There's something that we need to ask ourselves. And this is something which is unique because this is just personal. Only an individual know about his own condition, no one else will know about his condition. So ask yourself this question, how am I? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَادِكُمْ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your bodies or your apparent appearances. وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ, and neither your appearances. وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ اللَّهُكُمْ, but instead, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looks towards your hearts. Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at how many, what expensive juba you got on, the expensive watch you wear, the expensive phone, iPad you have, headphones, the big houses you have, the cars you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at sa'adikum wa la ila suwarikum, does not look at your bodies or your appearances. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at? Yanzuru ila kulubikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. Allah will look towards your heart. That what is your heart saying? How's your heart? Are you still busy in committing internal sins of the heart? Malice, hatred, jealousy, suspicion, bad omens, following them. Many sins of the heart an individual may do, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at our hearts only. He's not looking at our cars. He doesn't look at anything else, just what's in our hearts. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states that this hadith highlights how one's heart is what Allah looks upon. Astonishing is the person who decorates and purifies his outward for others to not see visible shortcomings upon him, yet does not ensure to purify to his heart, the latter of which is looked at by Allah Himself. Allah, this, the latter half is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at, yet you do not pay attention to your heart. This is for myself as well, is that when do we sit down and look at ourselves? When do we self-contemplate? When do we ask ourselves that, are we acting upon what we have said? Is our heart saying something else? And from the outwards, we are doing something else. Does our heart still have jealousy and hatred from the outwards? We don't show this. It doesn't matter what you show from the external self. It all depends upon the internal self. Let's just picture something for a moment. But let's just think that when we wake up, we will never dream of leaving the home before washing our faces and sorting our appearances out. It's the case that we will not leave the house before washing our face, brushing our teeth, sorting our appearance. If our clothes are even slightly dirty, we hesitate before coming in front of anyone else. Yet, our hearts are dirty and enveloped in the darkness of sin. The fires of arrogance and jealousy burn strong within them. We think of improper things, suspect others, and think bad of them. We do not even care about this at all, despite the fact our hearts are being looked at by Allah Himself. Allahu Akbar. And these are the things that we need to take care of. These are the things that we need to be careful of, that our hearts, what is it doing? Sometimes what happens is that even in salah, our hearts, our mind is wandering here and there. Our mind is thinking about business, work. What am I going to do when I go home? What am I going to have for lunch and dinner? But no, we need to fix and amend our hearts. We need to fix and cleanse the hearts of the sin, the sins of the heart. This dirt that we have, we need to polish it and clean it. And sometimes you see, like, for example, you see like a metal or like some gold or some metal has rust on it. And over time, someone will come and they'll polish and cleanse that stone or that metal. That's how we need to do. We will not be able to straight away cleanse all our heart. No. Slowly, slowly implement things in your life that will bring a change. First, look around yourself. What is your company? Are you chilling with the bad group, bad circle, or are you chilling with the good circle? Your friend, a good circle, or your friend circle, the bad circle? And this is something that we need to consider. And consider that you might think, oh, I'm with the friend circle which are not good, but I don't do anything myself. This is an example which you probably heard of before, that when, is this an example of when a person is in an atar shop, perfume shop. You will not buy any atar, you will not buy anything, you will not buy any perfume, but when he comes, he'll have the smell of the perfume. Why? Because he was in the place of perfume. And this is the example of a good company. Now, if you're with good company, you do not do anything yourself. But because you're attached to them, their good character will then slowly sort of rub off on you. Another example, if a person goes to the blacksmith, cold, etc., and he doesn't do anything, he stands there and he walks out, he'll have the smell of smoke and coal. And this is the example of a person when he's with a bad company. That when you're with the bad circle, you may not do anything. But slowly, slowly, eventually, over time, that their bad habits will rub off on you. And there are numerous illnesses of the heart and just as many cures for them. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has discussed this subject in his book, Minhajul Abideen. And that's something which I advise people to purchase and download and read, Minhajul Abideen of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in which he discusses regarding these sins of the heart, regarding what a power person will face these sins, what are the consequences, what are the rulings, stories regarding individuals, regarding the illnesses they have faced. And then Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, his own story gives some solutions at the end as well. And inshallah, we will go through some of his writings and some of his sayings in this book. And inshallah, we'll go through how Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, how he has described the hardness of their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And when the term was prolonged upon them, their hearts therefore became hard. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is yet again, he's telling us that فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts have become hard. And inshallah, we will discuss further regarding this topic, regarding this saying of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala. But first, inshallah, we'll move on to the next segment of the show, which is a daily reminder. When we come back, inshallah, we'll continue our topic of the day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
three blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in others. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example for us. He is a role model for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality of the best character. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality whom Muslims look up to. His eating, his teaching, his drinking, his sitting, his standing, each and everything is actually an example for us. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived a life and set it as an example for us to follow. So looking at the advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, three great advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in people, that what sort of a discouraged act it is. Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who discloses the faults of a Muslim in this world, the person who lets out the secrets, the person who reveals out the hidden faults of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that person's faults up to this extent that that person will be humiliated in his own home. Allahu Akbar. Another narration about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall remove a difficulty from him. And the person who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall conceal that person's faults. Allahu Akbar, help a person, Allah will help you. Remove a difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulties, inshallah. In fact, another wonderful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who conceals and hides the faults of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It may sometimes be hard upon our inner self, right? If we have found a fault in someone, we can't, you know, just relax and, you know, sit down. We want to let it out to someone. You know what happened? You know this happened? You know that happened? No. If we just make sabr, what have we got to lose? We just have to lose a bit on the aspect of temporary fun. But what do we get in return? We attain Jannah in return. We attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah shall hide our faults. We are, you know, sinners. Imagine if our faults are disclosed on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall hide our faults. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, you know, among those people who have respect on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shade of his throne on the day of judgment. These few sacrifices in this life shall turn out to be of great means for us on the day of judgment.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That was the daily reminder. Inshallah, now we'll go back onto the topic, which today's topic was regarding the heart, how a person needs to amend and in his self, his own heart, and how he needs to, one needs to make his heart soft. And there are four foundational causes behind a person's heart becoming hard. The first cause of a hardened heart are wistful hopes. In other words, mistakenly thinking one shall live for a long time. As Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And when the term was prolonged upon them, their hearts therefore became hard. That a person, an individual, when he has this false desire that he's going to live for long, unrealistic hopes, his heart will become hard. Unrealistic, fleeting and misplaced hopes are a barrier to righteous acts. They are the roots of all evils. It is an incurable disease which leads to many more. They result in procrastination, laziness in good deeds, and cause the heart to fall into negligence. Love for the world continues to grow inside someone as long as they harbor these long hopes. Greed then develops to the extent a person is completely involved in the world and becomes oblivious to the hereafter. As a result, the heart hardens and becomes covered with filth of sin. So whoever seeks to amend his heart should curtail his hopes and old is remembered death. So the first cause of a hard heart is having long hope. The second cause is jealousy, which causes the heart to become hard and dark. This refers to wanting a bounty or blessing to be taken away from your Muslim brother. So jealousy means that you want your brother has a nice car, you want that car to be taken away from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the evil of the envier, when he envies me. Allahu Akbar. Jealousy is a huge fitna and evil. Allah subhanahu equates those who are jealous with Satan and orders for us to seek refuge from them. A hadith explains, jealousy devours good deeds the way fire burns dry wood. So jealousy takes away good deeds the way fire burns away wood. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi continued by saying that jealousy inflicts anxiety and mending sadness upon a person. It leads to being shackled in the curses of disgrace and deprivation. One of his major detriments is how it blinds a person's heart to the extent they lose the ability to hear or understand Allah's commands. Whoever wants to fix their heart should have saved themselves from jealousy and be happy with what Allah has given them. He should not look at what bounties other were blessed with, nor should he begin loving wealth. Instead, death should always be on his mind. That we shouldn't care about other people's wealth. We shouldn't care what another individual is trying to say. We should always consider about yourself. Regardless of the blessing, the bounty other person has, we should do dua for that person. Ya Allah, grant him more. Ya Allah, grant him more. Allah, and a good way what you could say, Ya Allah, grant him more, and Ya Allah, grant me the same as well. If you actually want that thing that that person has, say, Ya Allah, grant me and grant him more. This is a good dua. And remove this disease of jealousy within your heart. And the third cause and reason for a hard heart is hastiness. And this means to do something without thinking about it beforehand. This hardens the heart in two ways. So you do something before thinking, or you say something before thinking. The fourth one is arrogance. That if a person considers oneself to be superior upon others, he has this arrogance, and then this is severely destructive and spiritual disease. A person will not take advice because he thinks, I am it. You are looking down on people. Who do you think you are? كَذَٰلِكَ يَتْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ قَلْبٍ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. This is how Allah seals the heart of every arrogant, rebellious person. Arrogance leads to the heart being sealed. You do not take advice. So one should avoid this at all costs and become humble. A hadith says, whoever is humble for Allah, he is granted loftiness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who love Allah's messenger, who love Allah, these four primary causes of a hard heart are fleeting hopes, jealousy, hastiness, and arrogance. We must avoid these things if we want to cleanse our hearts. We should not have unrealistic hopes and instead always remember death. Consider your passing away to be just around the corner. We should not burn the fire of jealousy. We should be thankful for whatever Allah has granted us and always wish good for others. We should not think bad of them no matter what. We should never act hastily. We should stop to think before we do anything and ensure to carry out it calmly. We should strictly avoid arrogance. Shaitan's thousands of years of worship were wasted and he became internally ruined due to this. That a person that when he is arrogant, what happened to the shaitan? Shaitan was arrogant. He was takabbur. He had pride. He didn't want to bow down to Adam alayhi salam. And what happened? He went from being the teachers of the angels, from being the teachers of the angels, now he's cursed and damned forever, for eternity. He's cursed forever. Why? Takabbur, arrogance. So these four things a person needs to remove from his heart in order for his heart to become soft. First was remove unrealistic hopes, long hopes. Remove jealousy. Remove hastiness. Remove arrogance. Once an individual has removed these four things, then a person will be able to make his heart soft. These sins are something that we need to remove. Inshallah, we will go on to the next segment, and when we come back, inshallah, we will continue with today's topic. Inshallah, the next segment is the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
We're human beings, and as such, we are prone to making mistakes. We do make mistakes, we sin. The best of sinners are those who repent. And there are so many ways to have our sins erased. And one narration which is found in Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal, the narrator states that the Prophet ﷺ said, charity removes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Allah. Water is used to extinguish fire. And that's the similitude that's given. Like that, when you give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sins are removed as well. Your sins are erased and they are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this blessed hadith. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, now we'll go on to the next segment of the show, which is a cartoon. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. She serves the wrong and enjoys the right. Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She serves the wrong and enjoys the right.
My homework is done.
Yeah, me too. I've also finished all my homework.
Oh, wow. I'm totally knackered.
There was loads of homework. What happened?
Nothing. We have completed our homework. What should we do now?
Come on, let's play.
What should we play?
Let's get up and just swing non-stop.
No, I don't want to play that.
Hide and seek? What should we play then?
What should we play? What should we play? Idea! Hide and seek with eyes covered.
What kind of game is that?
What? You don't know how to play this game. In this game, you cover your eyes and catch the other people.
What kind of game is this? I don't get it. How are we going to catch each other when we can't even see anything?
Don't worry, we can still catch each other. It is very easy. Come on, let me show you how to play.
Take this and tie it around my eyes.
Okay. Now spin me around so that I cannot guess that who is standing in front of me.
This way, she will never be able to catch me. Oh no, she's going outside the room.
Huh? Rika, stop!
Rika, stop there!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yay, I caught you, I caught you, I caught you!
Rika!
Sis, it's you?
Rika, is this any place to play? If I didn't come, you could have also fallen down and hurt yourself.
Oh, Rika. Sister Kaniz Fatima just saved you. Otherwise, you would have fallen down.
Raika, everywhere is not a play area. If you guys want to play, then go in the garden outside and play over there. And you should avoid playing any such games in which there is a risk of getting injured.
I'm sorry, sis. I made a mistake.
If you guys want to carry on playing, then play in the garden outside. And please, don't play this game anymore.
I told you, didn't I? You've been told off.
Yes, I was. Wait, let me get some water.
Get some for me as well, please.
If you're feeling thirsty, then come with me. I'm not getting any water for you.
Raika, giving water to others is a great act of reward. The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, when your sins become excessive, then feed water abundantly. Your sins will be wiped out in such a way, like leaves fall off a tree due to fast blowing wind.
Inshallah, sister, from now on, I'll never say no to bring water for anyone. I'll get them right away. There you go, Reba.
Jazakallah, Raika.
Hold on.
Oh no. What happened, Raika?
Reba, don't you know the sunnahs and manners of drinking water?
Yes, I do know.
Then what is this? If you know something but still don't act upon it, it's very, very bad. Okay then, quickly tell me, what exactly do you know?
We should always drink water with our right hand.
We should recite Bismillah before drinking it.
We should drink it sitting down and in the light.
We should look in the water and drink it in three sips.
And after drinking water, we should say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
This is the correct method of drinking water.
Jazakallah, Raika. You reminded me of them. Raika, what do you say? Should we also use this lawnmower?
Let's use it. It will be fun. Let me have a go first.
No, it's my turn first.
No, I'm going to have the first turn. I held it first before you.
But how is it going to start?
I don't know.
I found the start button.
Press it then. I'm holding it very tightly. What is going on? What is this? It is spinning like a spinning wheel. Arriba, stop the lawnmower. My hands are slipping.
You wanted that yourself. Have fun and enjoy your ride now.
Watch out. Help me. Sister, he saved me. Arriba, stop this.
Dad, quickly turn off the main switch. Raika, don't let go of your hands.
Sister, quickly. My hands are slipping. Please be quick.
Hurry up, Dad. Be quick. Raika, you don't seem okay.
Allahu Akbar, sis. What's happening? Why is everything spinning around? Arriba, Arriba. Sis, what happened to Arriba?
Raika, what happened to you? Are you okay?
Sister, why is everything spinning around? Allahu Akbar, is there an earthquake? Sister, there's an earthquake! There's an earthquake! Please save me, sis! Please save me!
Nothing will happen to you, Raika. Don't worry at all. Just relax and sit down here. Everything will be fine. Just wait, I'll go and get some water for you. Are you better now?
Now I'm feeling better.
You crossed all the limits this time. Allah forbid, what if something happened to you or you got hurt? Don't you remember? Brother Bubbler was naughty in the episode where he goes to the hospital and he ended up breaking his leg. Allah forbid, what if you or Arriba fell down and fractured yourself? Young children should be careful and make sure that they don't touch electronic appliances in their home. Fridge, AC, iron. Young children should stay away from these. You see, Raika, you could have also got hurt. Thanks to Allah Almighty that He saved you and you didn't get hurt. Alhamdulillah. Look at this. The poor and messy state of the garden is because of you. The whole garden is messed up. It takes months and months to make a garden, lush green and full of beautiful plants and flowers. And you destroyed the hard work of so many months in just a few minutes.
I didn't do all this on purpose. You can even ask Ariba.
Where is Ariba?
I'm over here.
Come outside.
No, first tell me where is the lawnmower.
Nothing will happen to you. Just come out.
Rekha, what happened? What was wrong with you?
Ariba, what were you doing behind the grass?
Sis, to save myself from the lawnmower, I was hiding behind the grass.
Ariba, all these plants and greenery are very important for us. We should make sure that we take care of them in the same way that we take care of ourselves. For the healthy life of us human beings, trees and plants are very important and play a vital role. They give us oxygen to breathe. Moreover, looking at the greenery is very beneficial for our eyes. They save the environment from pollution, meaning that they keep the air clean. And they are also a creation of Allah Almighty and living beings. Our noble elders also like it very much to plant trees. To the extent that you can also plant trees to convey reward to other people. We should also plant trees to convey reward to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the companions, Hassan and Kariman, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anhum, and all the believers. Because the final messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, he who planted a tree and then remained patient to protect and look after it to the extent that it started bearing fruits. Then any fruit that is eaten from it, it is sadaqah in the sight of Allah on behalf of that person.
I'm really sorry, sister. All this happened because of me. I didn't do this on purpose.
It's okay, Rekha. The good thing is that you admitted your mistake and most importantly, you did not lie.
Jazakallah, sister.
Ameen. Inshallah, we will work hard together and clear up all the mess. And we'll make this garden even more beautiful than before.
Sure, certainly. Now I'll plant the plants with my own hands. And also, we'll take very good care of them.
Inshallah. I will also fully help you in this.
Jazakallahu khaira. Dear children, we are to plant a tree and grow a tree. And let's make an intention today that we will play our role in making our surrounding and neighborhood neat, clean and green.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That was the segment of the show regarding, it was a cartoon playing regarding the benefits of planting a tree. And today's program was regarding mending the heart, how one should fix the heart, how one should turn the heart and make it so more soft. So in order to get some guidance, in order to become a better Muslim. And four things we learned that a person needs to remove so his heart can become soft. It was long hopes, remove long hopes from the heart, remove jealousy, remove being hasty, and remove arrogance. Four things removed from our heart, and inshallah, a person's heart will become soft. Inshallah, till next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.